Jesse Davis. Every night is Saturday night. It's boogie night. Yeah. 29 after 10. Temperature 60. This KQRS. AM and FM Golden Valley. Sport car buffs are passing along the word. Jaguar V12s are again arriving at Hansard, the sport car place. No wonder this is big news among those who know sport cars. The Jaguar V12 convertible is the ultimate. Its great V12 engine was designed not just for brute power, but for the utmost in smooth performance. It idles in near silence with virtually no vibrations, but it could push your Jaguar convertible to 60 miles an hour in less than 7 seconds, and it'll do it so smoothly you'll hardly even feel you're moving. Test drive the Jaguar V12 convertible now. Ask any of Hansard's 3 sport car specialists, Jay Wilson, Marv Clappy, or John Nardi. Look over the nation's largest display of Jaguars, Spitfires, and MGs. See more than 100 styles, models, and colors, everyone fully serviced for immediate delivery. Hansard's British sport cars are backed by the same kind of manufacturer's warranty you get with domestic makes. There's bank financing, to be arranged instantly. So hit the high road to adventure, the high road to adventure during the most beautiful days of the year. Begin at Hansard, the sport car place. They call it an acre of England. At Hennepin in Washington and downtown Minneapolis.
Saturday, September 23rd at the Minneapolis Armory, Howard Stein presents England's most outstanding group, Yes. Appearing with Yes will be Eagles.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got 7 women on my mind.
Tickets only at I. Ross, North Country Music, Down in the Valley, Humble Sounds, and 3 Acre Woods, St. Paul. Yes and Eagles, Saturday, September 23rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Minneapolis Armory.
Midwest Mountaineering is selling everything in the store for 20% off the retail price. They sell quality backpacking, camping, and climbing equipment at 1408 Hennepin, upstairs, downtown Minneapolis. For a limited time only, every item at Midwest Mountaineering will be 20% off the retail price. They are located at 1408 Hennepin, upstairs, downtown Minneapolis, 336-3884. They are open 9-9 weekdays, 9-6 Saturdays.
Risen Bar, or Bar Ends Bar, whichever the two it may be. It's by Jade Warrior from the album Released. It's 10 minutes till 11, temperature 60, sky's partly cloudy. Sometime in your life you've probably thought about how great it would be to travel the world, but not too many people can afford that kind of traveling. If you're at least 20 years old, a high school graduate, and you can speak another language fairly well, there's a way to see the world and to make some good money at the same time, by working as a Pan Am, stewardess, or steward. If you're qualified, you'll go to their training school where you'll learn what it takes to work for an airline like Pan Am. You'll work hard, learning what you can do to help people while they travel. It'll be worth it since you'll get to see just about every place you've ever thought about. And while you're traveling and working, your salary can keep going up, too. Over the years, it can go as high as $325 a week as a flight service director. If you've always wanted to travel but never thought it possible, this could be the type of thing you've been looking for. Send a postcard today to Pan Am, address it care of KQRS Radio, 917 North Lilac Drive, Golden Valley, zip code 55422. We'll be glad to send you more information. Pan Am flies from the U.S. to a wider variety of places than any other airline, and Pan Am is an equal opportunity employer.
I lost my heart on the 747.
It's Flight 505 by the Stones, and right before that, Tom Paxton, and I Lost My Heart on a 747. Why don't you tell the truth?
Bobby Whitlock at his best. Bobby Whitlock and ABC Dunhill. Bobby Whitlock is emerging as a star in his own right. He's creative, melodic, and an exciting performer. See Bobby Whitlock in person nightly at F. David's, downtown Minneapolis. And this week, his new album, Raw Velvet, on ABC Dunhill, specially priced at $3.99 at all 9 Twin City Musicland stores, Apache Mall in Rochester, and Crossroads Center in St. Cloud.
If you've just been reading Mad Magazine and National Lampoon and don't want to go to a straight place to buy the new layered look, stop by Mr. G, Southdale, Rosedale, or Brookdale. You may think Mr. G is a straight place, but in fact, the stores are kind of round in design. And you may also think we're going to hit you with a corny line like, Mr. G personally picks out his own fashions. Well, he does. Maybe he doesn't trust anyone else. Well, anyway, Mr. G has all the sleeveless sweaters, Levi flare, and full-bottom cuffed and pleated pants, vests, blouses, and things needed to layer your body. Wear a vest over a sweater or a sweater over a vest, and they also have sweater dresses and hooded boot-length coats. So go on down and take a look at Mr. G, Rosedale, Southdale, and Brookdale. Mr. G is a good place to shop.
It's KQRS, AM and FM, Golden Valley. Due to the cancellation of the Allman Brothers Fall Tour, their concert has been moved to Thursday, December 7th at the Minneapolis Armory. If you've already bought tickets, hang on to them. It's kind of a long way off, so stash them somewhere where you're not going to lose them. Tickets are also still available at all Dayton stores, I Ross on 8th Street, and at North Country Music. Once again, due to the cancellation of their fall tour, the Allman Brothers concert has been moved to Thursday, December 7th at the Minneapolis Armory. Take a moment here to tell you about United Stores, and just in case you still don't know, United Stores have become unofficially known as the Leather House, and for three good reasons: quality, variety, and price. Quality, well, the finest leather jackets by American manufacturers. Variety, well, it's always a new and complete supply of the most wanted styles, like cycle jackets, Air Force jackets, and the new stand-up collar jacket in black and brown. Price, well, with leather prices way up, United Stores is still way down at the best prices in town. Check out the leather for yourself. There's one more item from United Stores, another new shipment of denim jean jackets in every style you could want. Incidentally, United Stores want all of the girls listening to visit the new downtown St. Paul store and to see all of the special items just for you. The newest United Stores are at downtown St. Paul in the American National Bank building, the Hub Shopping Center, 66th and Nicollet, and in the Northbrook Shopping Center across from Brookdale. Other United Stores near you: University of Lexington, Hillcrest Shopping Center, Harmar Mall, and downtown Hopkins. United Stores open on Sundays. Van Morrison. It's Van Morrison. Almost Independence Day. From St. Dominic's Preview. It's 10 minutes after 11. Temperature is 60 degrees. In just a moment, we'll get to a couple of excerpts from the BBC concert series that we do on Monday nights. We'll hear something by Faces, Rod Stewart, and also by Badfinger in a moment.
Anyone who has seen the band in concert knows why they're called one of America's best rock groups. Now their long-awaited fifth album, Rock of Ages, provide some of the most exciting live music you've ever heard. Rock of Ages, the band, live in concert. A two-record set on Capitol available now at the Wax Museum for $4.79.
Before we get into some of the BBC things, a couple quick news items. Two of the men vying for the presidency this fall have taken today off for rest and relaxation. George McGovern settled at a hideaway in Albuquerque, New Mexico, after a week of intensive campaigning that took him to 17 different cities. Next week, he'll travel to Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, New York City, and Philadelphia. And along with him will be Senator Edward Kennedy. President Nixon is at the Camp David retreat. He'll hear from an aide today about what's been done to help the victims of Tropical Storm Agnes on the East Coast. He should be back in Washington on Monday. Yesterday, Nixon proclaimed September 24th through the 30th, National Highway Week, and issued a message for the Jewish New Year. The White House plans to remain closed-mouthed on its investigation into the alleged bugging of the Democratic National Headquarters. Release of the White House report was called for by Senator George McGovern's campaign chairman, Lawrence O'Brien. He was the Democratic National Chairman at the time of the June 17th incident. White House News Secretary Ron Ziegler says there's no plans to release the report. The White House has claimed, however, that its investigation indicated that no one on the White House staff or presently employed in the administration was involved in the incident. 22-year-old Peggy Sue Griffith strode up in her black high heels and went up the splintered gangway of the U.S. Naval Hospital Ship Sanctuary at San Francisco yesterday. That marked the first time in American naval history that a woman reported for active sea duty. Be pretty active, I imagine. A 22-year-old St. Paul woman, Mrs. Judith Hockey, has pleaded guilty to possession of an illegal drug and to introducing contraband into Stillwater State Prison. She was apprehended at the prison May 22nd when some speed was found on her person in a routine search as she visited her inmate husband. Washington County District Judge John Thoreen has ordered a pre-sentence investigation. U.S. District Judge Miles Lord says it hasn't been established that Duluth's public schools are segregated, so he's not going to order that they be desegregated. Lord ruled yesterday that it must first be established that the Duluth schools are segregated in violation of the U.S. Constitution, not just according to State Board of Education guidelines, before integration can be ordered. Integrationists, including the Duluth chapter of the NAACP, asked the court to order the schools to integrate. A lawsuit, expected to be heard later this year or early next year, is pending. Sunny today, increasing cloudiness tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and there's a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Chance tomorrow is 20%. Today it's near zero and tonight it's 5%. High today in the mid-70s, low tonight mid-50s, and Sunday's high in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy skies now, a wind from the southeast at 6 and at 60 degrees. That's news. Good morning. It's 15 minutes after 11 o'clock. Here's an excerpt from one of the BBC concerts. This is Rod Stewart and Faces. Badfinger. Only you know and I know. And right before that it was Faces and Bad and Ruin, both of them from the BBC concert series from London. It's 60 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Sometime in your life you've probably thought about how great it would be to travel around the world. Not too many people can afford that kind of traveling. If you're at least 20 years old, a high school grad, and you can speak another language pretty well, There's a way to see the world and to make some money at the same time, and that's by working as a Pan Am stewardess or steward. If you're qualified, you'll go through their training school where you'll learn what it takes to work for an airline like Pan Am. You'll work hard learning what you can do to help people while they travel. It'll be worth it since you'll get to see just about every place you've ever thought about. And while you're traveling and working, your salary can keep going up too. Over the years, it could go as high as $325 a week as a flight service director. If you've always wanted to travel but never thought it possible, this could be just the type of thing you've been looking for. Send a postcard today to Pan Am, care of KQRS Radio, 917 North Lilac Drive, Golden Valley, Zip is 55422. We'll be glad to send you more information if you drop a card to Pan Am, care of KQ Radio. Pan Am flies the world, flies from the U.S. to a wider variety of places than any other airline, and Pan Am is an equal opportunity employer.
Bikeways features big savings on 10-speed bikes. The quality Pegasus, made in Holland, is now selling at just $99.50. That's saving you a $20 bill over the regular price. On sale now, the Pegasus features centerpole brakes, a Huray derailleur, a fully lugged frame. Come and see the Pegasus at big savings right now at Bikeways, 15th and University Avenue Southeast. That's Bikeways.
Old man, will you join the Rhein und Rhein 3 for 10 record club?
Can I join the record club?
Old man! Will you join the Rhein und Rhein 3 for 10 record club?
What did the record club do?
It gives you any 3, 498 and 598 list records for $10 anytime and a party.
I cannot join the record club.
And why can you not join the 3 for 10 record club?
Just because you have a silly grin. The minute you come in.
Speaking seriously, if you've never been to Wayne and Ron's during a 3 for 10 sale, you should come over this weekend, all weekend, and try it. You can get any 3, 498 or 598 albums for a 3 for $10. That's this weekend at Wayne and Ron's, 3009 East Lake Street. Oh, yeah.
It's KQRS AM FM Golden Valley.
Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five, an extraordinary film about an extraordinary man. A man who was in Dresden when it was bombed to destruction and survived. A man who goes on to enjoy the sexiest night in outer space and lives. Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five, directed by George Roy Hill. A universal release in Technicolor, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent. See Slaughterhouse-Five.
Room. More room in a home than you need now. But room you're going to need one day soon. This week, see The Expandables. The Expandables. They're Orrin Thompson's new concept in family living, and they're premiering this week at Croywood, Pine Tree Pond, and Greenleaf. You'll find that The Expandables are the perfect solution for a young family, for a growing family. Here's how it works. You move into a big, roomy home that's larger than you need right now and worth far more than what you'll pay for it. As little as $28,150. That's because you finish off the expandable living areas as you need them, as your family increases. See them now during the grand opening at Croywood near Stillwater, Pine Tree Pond south of St. Paul, and at Greenleaf in Apple Valley. They're Orrin Thompson's new concept in family living, for young families, for growing families. The Expandables by Orrin Thompson.